Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, January the 20th. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning to all y'all out in Smyrna. First responders, firemen, cops, ER staff, drivers, and everybody that was out there helping the rest of your Georgia neighbors get through these last few days. And we just, you know, on a regular basis, just shout out to you.
Yeah, that's a real, real busy area right there. You know, 285, 75 right there at Truist Park. That's a lot of congestion and a lot of activity, but I think they pulled it off pretty well here the last
absolutely,
couple.
Absolutely. We came back with Cloud Nine. I had Noel play that for you. Back in 1959, a young Berry Gordy Jr. started Tamla Records on this day. Tamla
right
Records, which became, of course, Motown.
Motown. All right.
So throw that out there with Little Temptations. Anyway, Mr. Crenshaw, would you do the honors?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, yes. You know, this week, the college football playoff national championship game will be here in our city.
Yes,
and
sir.
A lot of opportunities for entertainment. If you don't have a ticket to a game, things you're going to attend. Also, a chance to learn and to be informed. And our next guest is pulling an event together out of Kennesaw State. I think people will enjoy attending to and finding out more information. Tamika Smith-Jones is the COO of athletic. We're going to find out what that person does.
Well, you know, at Kennesaw
State University, and joins us now. Tamika, good morning. Welcome to Weekend Mornings with Sam and Greg.
Morning, Tamika.
Good morning, Sam. Good morning, Greg. Thank you all for having me on.
Listen, Sam, before we get into questioning, I think we've sold her short a little bit. Because you know how them folks got the, you know, the titles on their desk, those things which you, like you just said, COO? No. If you go to her LinkedIn page, not only is she the COO, transformational leader, sport executive and general manager, Sports Illustrated 100 most influential black women in sports, connector, strategist, partnership. I mean, it goes on and on and on.
Yeah, man.
You have sparks coming off your career achievements. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. All of that just means I'm a servant leader. I work and try to make sure that things are connected and the right people are communicating and we're executing and efficient in all of our business. So thank you for that introduction and for having me on. It's not a single job. It's a collective. What I do is a team sport for sure.
Absolutely.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, Tamika, tell us about an event that's coming up this week. A lot of people will be in town from all the conferences, and a lot of meetings will take place. You'll get to see a lot of people. A lot of ideas will be exchanged, but you have managed to pull together something with Kennesaw State being a new member of Conference USA that's going to take place at Kennesaw State on Friday, correct?
That's correct. Friday, January the 17th at about 12:30, we'll start registration, and 1 o'clock we'll start our dynamic programming. Basically, a fireside chat talking about the state of sport. Really want to focus on name, image, and likeness, which is a popular topic over the years, and also private equity and how that's plugged into college sports and professional sports. So we're hosting Champion Venture Partners, which is a firm that has a lot of high-profile individuals, sports owners, pro sports athletes, former athletes, Marquise Colston, who all you may be familiar with, former NFLer, played for the Saints, part of that partnership. He will be on campus as a part of this panel, along with some other folks from Atlanta United, who they have their club team on our campus practicing during their seasons. And our athletic director, Milton Overton, who is an entrepreneur by heart, and has a great vision for our athletic department. He's going to be sharing more of that, especially with our move to Conference USA and some of the building and facilities that are going up for the first time in over several decades at Kennesaw State. So it's going to be exciting. We're tailoring this really for student athletes that may be in sports management, business, entrepreneurship, sales, trying to get, you know, more knowledge in this area. And, you know, hosting it around the National Football Championship game, along with some other events, has really sparked a lot of attention and interest in this.
I like how she put that, Sam, a fireside chat. A fireside. That was nice. That's going old school back to old FDR there. But, Tamika, my question is, what is it right now when it comes to NILs that's most needed as far as clarity to the student athletes? What is it that they see? Everybody sees it and they see what's going on, and we see some of the athletes that are benefiting from it, but what's the devil in the details that folks need to know about?
Well, that's a great question, Greg. I think that the devil in the details of NIL right now is these students really need to know that they're tapping into entrepreneurial space, and with that they need to build a business model and a team with their approach, and make sure that they're protected and all the things that looks like glitz and glamour for, businesses, organizations, people that are connecting with them, wanting to help promote and market their brand. They're outstanding elite athletes. We have the OWL Collective that works with us and our student athletes at Kennesaw State, that we try to just educate our student athletes on, you know, what it looks like to have a contract drafted. You know, what are the details of that contract? You know, having some counsel that would allow them to go line upon line and make sure it's everything that they need. So I think for the student athletes, it's one of those things where it's not just, you know, turnkey. You've got to, it's like studying. It's like your classwork and assignment. You got to really do the research. You really got to understand business. Many of our student athletes are majoring in the College of Business at Kennesaw State, and so they're lucky because they get a chance to go have a sales class. That dean over there, Terry Lowe, does a good job in that class, and they also, you know, get a chance to have entrepreneurs like a Dave Whalens, who's a trustee for Kennesaw State and very close to our athletic program, who is a founding member of that collective. Has banded together alumni and fans that want to support our students in any way they can to be, you know, competitive and marketable, and so that we can win championships and continue. So we're trying to, as an athletic department, you know, it's kind of a fine line. We don't get a chance to really guide and direct them as much as we can, but what we do try to do is utilize our student development office. Megan Stolfels, who is our director there, to educate them. We had recently Eric Smith on as a financial literacy consultant to talk to them about their money management, and we continue to do those things. And so this event on Friday, January the 17th, is really going to take this, ramp this up a bit and make it more of a elite kind of C-suite conversation. We want to make sure we get the right people in the room. That's the executives and the students in the room. So I've got classes that will be coming. Shout out to Jennifer Willett, who's over our sports management program, who will be bringing some classes out. But also to further the vision of athletics at Kennesaw State and find investors, not just in our student athletes, but also in our projects that we have coming online.
Folks, spending time on the WayForIt.com hotline with Tamika Smith-Jones. She is social. You can always find her on social media, TJSports23 at TJSports23. Tamika, talk about the fact that this event is open to the public if people have information, because the subject of NIL is something that people have a lot of different emotions about. And the teams that have made it to the college football playoff all have made commitments at different levels to deal with NIL, to enhance their football, to advance their football programs and athletic programs. Talk about the fact that this is open to the public. It's a chance for people, if they haven't been to see Kennesaw State, to come and see Kennesaw State.
Yes, Sam, absolutely. You know, if you're following me on social, I'm always inviting you to come see. Come see us. We've transformed. I'm a native of Atlanta, Georgia, so seeing Kennesaw over the last couple of decades, just fast and furiously moving forward and transforming. On the academic side and research side, but also on the athletic side, has been very fulfilling and exciting to really come back home and be a part of that. But yeah, this form is really going to help the elite students and athletes, but also students. Practitioners, sports management, professors, investors, getting all of us in the room to just talk about how private equity, name, image, and likeness, how the different funding models of college athletics are unfolding, and help hopefully everyone advance themselves, and especially our students and athletes advance their personal brands and careers after sports. So the event is at Kennesaw State University on our main campus off Chastain Road, Perelman Hall Auditorium. It's going to start at about 12:30. We'll do registration, so we're asking everyone to register online. There's a you could follow me on social and get that registration on Eventbrite, or you can go online to Champion Venture Partners and get the event bright to make sure you register. We can have your name tag. We can prepare for you your food and everything. And we're going to kick off the conversation about 1 o'clock. And then after that, it's going to be a unique experience for them to enter, act with, and network with some high-profile individuals that will be in the room, especially investors, businesses that might be interested in communicating more about what a co-partnership might be for student athletes and for Kennesaw State. So there's parking is free, so you can go to the KSU Central parking deck and park for free, so it should be easy to navigate, and anyone that is interested can call me and talk to me directly about it from here.
You know, she stole my thunder a little bit there, Sam, because I know a little bit about Kennesaw. I'm about a 7-iron away from Kennesaw, so I know that the growth of this university, and Chastain Road is looked beautiful over these last few years. A lot of businesses have popped up, so I've been getting me some dinners over there up and down that street. But I did want to ask you, though, Tim, when you talk about NILs and everything that you said, and given the various titles that you have, how has your job changed? Positively, negatively, wherever you want to go with this, but how has your job changed significantly since NILs have taken off?
Let me tell you, college athletics is nothing like I started 20 years ago in my career. It has definitely transformed. I'm telling you, in the last 4 years, I've been at Kennesaw State after serving as an athletic director at University of California, Riverside. And even in these 4 years, it has transformed greatly. I think right now it really does tap into my undergrad and my grad, work in business administration and management. I'm almost sitting GM in most cases, just managing sports, managing coaches, managing, what we're delivering to our student athletes, putting them in the best positions. So much of my work is really building relationships in our community, locally, nationally. I travel with the team, so I build relationships even on the road in our new landscape to bring them, direct them back to Kennesaw, to make sure that they know what we're doing here, see if we can get any buy-in, any synergies, to introduce them to our student athletes, make sure they're having careers after sport. So it's a big engagement and network now for an operations person, but it's a lot of fun, and it really just connects the business and sports side, which is the first thing I fell in love with in college athletics after being a player.
Yeah, folks. We're so glad that she spent some time with us this morning. It is the State of Sport. It is next Friday at Kennesaw State. Tamika Smith-Jones, we thank you for spending some time with us. And don't be a stranger. We want you to come back sometime.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Tamika.
Thank you, guys. You all have a great day, and we'll see you next Friday.
There you go. All right. Appreciate it. Yeah, she got so many titles, and she's wearing so many hats. And listen, I think everybody in her position, meaning in sports but not necessarily a player, their lives and the skill set they brought to that job has been tested. And you talk about, well, I graduated with this degree but I'm not using it now in this job. Well, she graduated a degree, it probably sat dormant for a little while, but then this pops up.
Yep.
And she's going back and revisiting it. Yeah, this has been wonderful. All right, we're going to tell you about some money flying through the air. It's been a few weeks since I've had a chance to tell you about that, but the industry is back up and running. We'll give you a fresh casting call coming up before the end of this 7 o'clock hour. But up next, our own Caleb Johnson talking about these Hawks, who had the day off yesterday. because of the weather, but just where they are right now and what he foresees coming up around the corner. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you in the Odyssey app. You're going to like this one, Sam. You're going to like this one. As we listen to Must See Thursday Night TV theme song, one of them. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com on this Sunday morning, the 12th day of January. It's still cold outside, real cold, below freezing, depending on where you are. 21 degrees out here in West Cobb, but it is going to warm up, and that means that ice, that black ice that is out there, got people worried. Hopefully, we'll go away there. Anyway, before we bring Caleb on here, or actually, he's probably listening right now, too. You know why she played that? This is another one of those unique days where we give the insignificant information, and this is one that'll make you go, like Scooby-Doo, right? Because you got four people born on the actual same day, not sharing the same birth date, like Dominique. These were all on the same day. And you wouldn't think that they were all the same age, right? But now, here's two sports people. This is one for me. Bill Matlock, right? Four-time National League batting champ. Yep. Three-time All-Star. Third baseman for the Cubs going back. Bill Matlock. Drew Pearson, Hall of Fame wide receiver for the Cowboys. Rush Limbaugh, rest in peace.
Yep.
And Kirstie Alley.
Oh, man.
All of them born on the same day. Bill Matlock, Drew Pearson, Rush Limbaugh, and Kirstie Alley were born on this date and the same day, back in 51. So there you go. Insignificant information. Listen, we tried to get to Caleb last week. He was busy covering the Hawks while they were out west. We couldn't get to him, but we have him this morning. And, Caleb, hopefully you have made it through these last couple days incident-free, and want to thank you for joining us this morning.
Yeah, guys, I've actually, I feel like I'm starting to become stir crazy because I hunkered down and didn't really go anywhere until yesterday. It was like, okay, cool. You know, selfishly, it was like, finally, I have a reason to get out of the house. We'll go to a Hawks game. And then, obviously, they postpone it because of all the weather. And I told my wife, it was like, all right, well, it's time for a trip to Waffle House so we can get out of the house and be nosy, you know. These are the times that I like to be nosy and be like, what's that area looking like? You know, what's this area looking like? That's what it's mostly been. But I have now reached the point of the ice and snow days where I've been stuck inside that I reorganize my closet. So like, I'm ready for this to all melt and we can get back to a regular life now.
There's some people who put the Christmas tree up. Or down.
Yeah.
I mean, they use it for that. Can I ask you, though, a serious question, though? How much time, and I don't know how many times you've gone through this covering the NBA, but how long before tip-off do they let you know a game is canceled?
This one actually surprised me because this one came at 10 a.m. ahead of a 3 p.m. tip-off. And I thought, you know, the weather really changed that much between Friday and Saturday. It was like, this is what it's going to be. And so I thought, well, maybe they'll get out of in front of this thing early so that Phoenix doesn't have to fly into Atlanta and deal with all of the hubbub of driving around on the icy streets and getting from their hotel and all those sorts of things. And yet they waited until morning of, right around that shoot-around time for both the Suns and the Hawks to make a decision on this thing. So kind of surprised me that they went in that direction, but at the same time, you understand, really wanting to play it safe and for everyone. It's just 10 a.m. ahead of a 3 p.m. tip-off, but I think they like to make those decisions pretty early on. Same with what's going on in L.A. with the fires. You know, they tried to make those decisions like the morning of those games as a final, like, yeah, we can't get these played, and so we will postpone them for another time.
Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline this morning. Always great to catch up with this guy, with Caleb Johnson. He is social. You can find him at ATLJohnson18 at ATLJohnson18. Keeping up everything with the Hawks. Okay, so we don't play. Well, there's more downtime, more time for some people to get healthy, really, to regain this team. Talk about the health status of some players that we were missing during the West Coast swing.
Yeah, it's been a weird time for – I mean, the big one is Jalen Johnson. He is the one that it felt like this shoulder injury came a little bit out of nowhere. And I think the issue there was you saw him attempt to play through it against the Lakers after sitting out against the Nuggets. And when he did play against the Lakers, he had a really impressive dunk. The whole, his dad was on, FanDuel TV talking, and the dunk happens, and the highlight blows up or whatever. But outside of that singular play, he never looked very comfortable, and then you continue to miss him. And the way that this Hawks team is built, don't think are many people who are replaceable. It's kind of like they have a team that really doesn't deal well with next man up mentality, like you like to say in sports and all of those sorts of things. But there are two players that are absolutely irreplaceable on this team that they have no answer for, especially if they have to go more than a game. You know, long-term sorts of situations, it's Trae Young and it's Jalen Johnson. Those two guys are just so impactful for this team that not getting Jalen down at that four spot to be able to help, whether it's Clint or Onyeka, and the rebounding, and then just obviously to spread out the scoring, and just what he does on both ends of the floor is so crucial that missing Jalen, I think, has been a big reason why they went and lost, you know, 4 out of 5 on that road trip. It's just not something that they can really overcome. Outside of that, you've got Bogey Bogdanovich, who obviously kind of bounced in and out of things. I think his knee seems to be heading in a more positive direction, although what we'll probably see with Bogey is him not playing one of a game in those back-to-back scenarios. They'll just hold him out of those things. And then what has been a big piece to the locker room, and I think he's been impactful on the court. However, and honestly, I think his biggest impact right now is getting back healthy to be a potential trade piece is Larry Nance Jr. You know, after he fractured that bone in his hand, he was given, I think it was the beginning, January 2nd is when he had surgery. And it was like from that point, they'll reevaluate things in 2 weeks. So we're coming up pretty close on that time to find out, hey, is Larry going to be available to play, you know, closer to the end of the month, right before the trade deadline, to where hopefully he can show his ability. And if the Hawks want to make a move that helps them in the future, they can do that, because they certainly have a tough schedule right now where, you know, things were looking very positive before they went on this road trip. And you thought, okay, they can take this road trip to evaluate whether you're a, hey, let's tinker with this thing and go try to be competitive this year. I think coming off the road trip like they did, it is exactly what I kind of expected, which is, yeah, you're a team still planning for the future. You need a guy like Zachary Risacher to get older. You need a guy like Dyson Daniels to get older, and then do some future planning for your roster. And that means probably being a seller at the trade deadline. And so coming off this road trip, big that they were able to go from Friday morning until now Tuesday before they play the Phoenix Suns, having some rest and some time off. Hopefully that means Jalen Johnson's back available.
Caleb Johnson joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Caleb, I haven't had a chance to ask you this question as the few amount of times you've joined us during the season, but we're going to keep reaching out to you. And Sam and I talking about this team over the last year or so, or this year's version of this team, one of the words or a couple of the phrases used is fun, enthusiasm. they play with, I won't say reckless abandon, but they play like, you know, like they're in the playground sometimes. There is a connection with this team and the way they are going about their business this year that has produced an X factor. And all the great teams have an X factor. You have this guy, you have that guy, but they have something. They have it, an indescribable trait. In your mind, do the Hawks have that? And is that something that you feel is maybe got them a few extra wins where in years past that wasn't the case?
I definitely could see that. Now, I mean, the big thing is between Quinn Snyder and Trae Young, like, they want to play fast. They are third in the NBA right now in terms of pace of play. Like, they want to be moving the ball quickly. It is what's led to them being able to score in transition, get turnovers in transition, like keeping teams not able to set up, think about what they want to do and attack is certainly a big way that's helped them get to wins. And if you think specifically, about their most recent win, you've got a Utah team that scores with, what, 8-7 seconds to go, something like that, and thinks, okay, you know, we can celebrate and enjoy the fact that we've tied this game up. No, you can't, because you've got Trae Young coming down, you know, lightning quick on the other end, and he's jacking up a 50-foot shot that ends up going in and winning them the game. So certainly their pace of play, being third in the NBA, being so high, has led to them, you know, playing quick, keeping teams on their heels, and I think that has been a big factor. And you can do that with most of the lineup that the Hawks are putting out there. Like, that's a big thing of not only did they want to increase, you know, size by drafting a guy like Zachary Risacher and adding a guy like Dyson Daniels, but those guys will also get out and run and aren't going to bog you down. Jalen Johnson being another one. It's really just a matter of, when you have Clint out there, maybe he's trailing behind a bit and can catch up, you know, in those transition plays. And Onyeka Okongwu, I think, does a good job of being able to keep up in transition. And so it's all about speed is what they want to have, and they've been pretty successful at it this year.
Kayla, before we let you go, talk about what's coming up this team. Of course, Phoenix is up next, but then they dive back into the East. And with three teams, yeah, they're looking up at Chicago, Boston, and New York, right?
Yeah, it's not an easy stretch for this team at all. Just simply, you know, Chicago, doesn't matter how up and down Chicago has been in the standings. For whatever reason, the Bulls have presented quite a problem for the Hawks this season. And then, you know, the Boston Celtics, yeah, there's a reason why, like, they're the reigning champs. They have certainly been a problem for the Hawks, although the Hawks were obviously, when it came to the NBA Cup and those elevated circumstances, were able to get past Boston and move on. And then New York, you're going to New York. Sure. The NBA Cup, where Trae Young, dice on your court as the Hawks advance in the Cup to go on to Vegas. I think they're going to remember that. And I think that's going to be, you know, another impactful game that's going to somewhat determine the trajectory of where this Hawks team wants to go the rest of the way. The big one is going to, or I say big one, but kind of an interesting little wrinkle in the schedule that the Hawks haven't gotten to experience a whole lot at home is these home and home series against the same team. That'll happen, I think it's towards the end of the month, like the last week in January. You get the Toronto Raptors, where you play them, and then two nights later you play them again at home. So that'll be a good time to pick up a couple of wins, because as we know, the Raptors, not a very good basketball team, and the Hawks, you know, beat them by 29 points, back before the first of the year. So This is an area that, once again, you're figuring more about your team. You know, you lost 4 out of 5 on the road, but if you can have a better stretch against some of these stronger Eastern Conference teams, and don't sleep on the Detroit Pistons. They've been a much improved team from last year, This will be interesting as the Hawks head into the early February trade deadline.
All right, Caleb, keep your alarm clock ready. We're going to be reaching out to you in the coming weeks, buddy. Thank you. Thank you, as always, for getting up and joining us. And it's Caleb Johnson joining us. The man does not miss a Hawks game unless it's postponed. He is out there, so we're going to continue to reach out to you. Thank you, buddy, for getting up. Coming up as we approach the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to Ryan Allen Hall, Director of Events and Scholarships for College Football, Miles Garrett from Fox 5, who has been following the Falcons all year but also follows NFL. But he was in New Orleans during the tragedy, so we're going to speak to him coming up. But up next, I'm going to let you know where money is flying through the air. The industry is back at work. Got a fresh casting call for you. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and take us with you on the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. It's a Sunday morning. It's a cold Sunday morning. It's cold out there, but it is going to warm up there. Hopefully get rid of all this ice on the streets. January the 12th. I want to thank you guys for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings. We got a full slate coming up in the 9 o'clock hour of guests we're going to be talking to. Sam, you a Cher fan?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, a little bit. I ain't not a big Cher fan, but she said something before we... And by the way, the casting call, got a fresh one for you, but I just want to throw this out there and we can revisit it. So she's being interviewed, and the interviewer asked Cher this question, which I never thought about before. He says, do you have a driver's license? She says, yeah. He says, does it have your last name on it? And she says, no. And then proceeded to tell him, well, you just can't go. I just can't go and be, you know, go to the DMV and write down Cher. You have to go to court. So if you have a single name, you're known by a single name, you have to go to court and prove this. Now, I didn't know this. Did you know this?
No.
You have to prove to a judge that you are known, and as she put it, by the populace, by that name.
So how did Liberace do this?
I don't know.
Although Liberace was his last name.
Yeah, and I don't know that he did that. But the one that there's one that came to mind, and I wonder if maybe he's Gordon Summers on his license, but I'm thinking of Sting. Okay? That's a fairly well-known person. And I would imagine you just can't be known in the United States because she drives, she's an international star, correct?
True.
But it got me thinking, who, and we'll keep it to sports, who do you absolutely believe, because I only thought of one person, who could get away with going to a judge in this country and saying, I'm going to change my license to just this name because I am so universally known by that. Any thoughts on who that might be? Because, like I said, I have one person.
Oh, Pele?
No, Pele ain't American. Plus, no, he wouldn't be that person anyway. The judge would say, I don't know that everybody knows you. No, one person, Shaq. Shaq could go, I believe, at least in 2025, he is that famous worldwide where he could probably talk a judge, if he wanted to change his name, his driver's license, to just Shaq.
Well, let's call the folks down in Henry County because he's a sheriff down there. So.
Yeah. But anyway, it just got me thinking, that's what you have to go through if you want to be whoever by just that one name. It's just kind of interesting. Listen, I'm going to send you guys to Get Cast with Greg on X, Twitter X, whatever you want to call it, or 92.9thegame.com/casting call. Holidays are behind us, and the industry is back up and running. And I'm going to say this because it's ever-present given what's going on in Los Angeles. I have absolutely no idea what will happen here in Georgia, not just Atlanta, but in Georgia. As far as byproduct of the fires out in Los Angeles and the film industry out there and them having to obviously pivot and continue making these projects and where they're going to go. And we have a ton of studios here, but I don't know if that's going to be enough, but I would imagine there's going to be some relocation of projects coming here to Georgia, unfortunately, because of the fires out there. And I say that because when we talk about the casting call, Sam, every week, and especially over the last few weeks when there's been nothing in front of the camera being shot, I've driven people to the bottom half or the bottom third, if you will, of the casting call breakdown where it has film industry and voiceover information. And the first thing I do is walk you through how to find jobs behind the camera, getting on a crew. There's going to be some folks needed. if projects are going to come to this, and again, I don't know for sure. I don't know when. I don't know how it's going to look, what it's going to look like. But I would imagine there may be job opportunities here in this state because of what is going on in Los Angeles right now. So I just drive you guys to Georgia.org and keep up, and I walk you through how to find those. And whatever your skill set is, whatever you're doing right now, if you thought about changing your location to where you're a carpenter at, an electrician at, a makeup artist, whatever it is, and you've considered the industry, this might be a time over the next few weeks to check that out. But again, I've got the list there as far as behind the camera. I've got the connection to the Georgia Department of Labor for those who need a certificate that are minors, the voiceover connections with Bill Seller and Atlanta Voiceover Studio, and then a breakdown of the casting directors and how to submit yourself. But this week, Sam, a couple of casting directors are back up and running. Casting TaylorMade has a project called Rolling Loud. They have seen a couple scenes in an upscale restaurant. So they're going to need patrons. They're going to need people to be wait staff and bartenders. You don't have to actually do that job or have done that job, but it helps. Real life experience always help when the casting directors are looking for people. So you'll see that first up there, Rolling Loud from Casting TaylorMade. Okay. Bar staff, wait staff, and bartenders, 25 to 60 years old for those.
You got to dress up in character for the photo you submit?
It is always a help if you can have wardrobe, if you got scrubs and you're going to submit yourself as a nurse or anything hospital related, that helps. So yes, if you can dress like what you think a server, bartender would dress like, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, Rose Locke doing two projects. One is scar tissue. And there's everything from those of you 18, 19 years old who still look like high school students, a need for that. There's a need for people to be some of what you used to do, Sam, newsroom staff, and also a camera operator. So that's for scar issue, it's called. I said scar tissue earlier. Scar issue.
Mm-hmm.
All right. They also have one, and this is a new project. I don't know what the letters stand for, DTF/St. Louis. This is an HBO project. Jason Bateman, and I forgot his name, but the guy from Stranger Things. They're in town. Listen, this is an easy one. They need people connected with those who play Little League. I called Bo Johnson about this when I saw this breakdown.
Yeah.
They are looking for Little League contacts. They're going to be shooting scenes in Buckhead, and they just need you to let us know, hey, we got them. And, Little Leaguers are all the same, 8 to 12-year-olds, somewhere in that range. And again, all minors have to have a certificate from the Georgia Department of Labor. But you contact these people as a team. You know, you get the coach to call them, hey, I do this little league team in this part of the city or the state. And you contact them. So you will see that under Rose Locke Casting, looking for Little Leaguers. So again, this is what's up. It's coming back slowly. 2025 is going to be big in this state. Unfortunately, bigger than maybe we projected because of what's going on in Los Angeles. But it was the strikes and the things that held things up in 2024. They're also behind us.
Yeah.
So it is about to get real, real busy in this state. So if you got any questions about any of this stuff, greg.clarkson@odyssey.com. And again, you can see the list right now up on Get Cast with Greg on X, and go to 929thegame.com/castingcall, and you will see it there. There was something else I was going to bring to you, Sam.
What else?
Not so much with that, but it got me thinking. wait a minute. Let me get my stuff here. Oh, Samuel L. Jackson told an incredible story about how he was doing something. He was emceeing an event. Michael Jackson, to give you an idea how long ago this was, but Michael Jackson had a concert going on, and more of an event that he was a part of, and he was introducing people. And he said somebody came up behind him and started doing the Ezekiel speech from Pulp Fiction. And he rolled his eyes, he says, because everybody does that to him, right? And he's like, who the hell is it? And he turned, and it was Marlon Brando.
Really?
Yes. And Marlon, and of course, now Samuel L. Jackson's mouth goes open. He goes, ain't too many people impress me, he says. But he told his story about how Marlon Brando was doing the speech the Ezekiel speech from Pulp Fiction to him and told him how much he loved the movie and enjoyed his work and gave him his phone number and said, please call me, you know, when you get back to L.A., I'd love to talk to you. And Samuel L. said he called him, and when the woman picked up, it was a Chinese restaurant.
Huh?
But hang on a second. Samuel L. Jackson said he was kind of confused. He went, Marlon? And the woman said, hang on. And it was his house. And then he got on the phone. He said that Marlon Brando had this woman who answered his phone would say that. It was either a Chinese restaurant or a laundry.
Really?
Just one of those stories I heard, these show business stories that I heard this past week. Also, this was the day that a TV show, one of the all-time great TV shows that could never be made again in 2025, All in the Family, premiered on this day.
Yeah.
Batman, the TV Batman, debuted on this day. Timely Comics debuted on this day. Timely Comics transformed into what we now know as Marvel.
Okay.
That happened on this day. And I want to give a couple famous birthdays out there. Lost them in 2011. Would have been Joe Frazier's birthday.
Okay.
Would have been Joe Frazier's birthday. I mentioned earlier Rush Limbaugh, part of that foursome of Kirstie Alley and Drew Pearson and Bill Matlock. Strangely enough, happy 71st birthday, Howard Stern.
Whoa.
Who's talking about retiring? Howard Stern's birthday today. And Jeff Bezos.
Okay.
So just some birthdays on this day. And on this day, we lost, well, 2 years ago, Lisa Marie Presley. So went ahead that there. Insignificant information, some of it just timely and on this date and stuff like that. We like to get that out of the way during the casting call. Again, I'm looking at what's coming up around the corner, Sam, and I will do my best to keep you guys apprised of any movement, any news having to do with Georgia. And listen, New Orleans, North Carolina, Florida, those are other places in this region I know that do a lot of movie and TV productions. So, there's going to be some work coming here, I believe. But I have nothing concrete right now to form. But when we hear about the destruction that has gone on out in Los Angeles, I doubt very seriously that the movie industry was not severely damaged by that, too.
Yeah, so, I understand there's a hill there where the antennas are for the television stations that they were really watching closely to see if that would, you know, be impacting that in any way. So it's
absolutely the news stations there.
Right.
I mean, you talk about irony that you wouldn't be able to do. We could spend a whole show talking about that. One of the things that I was talking to Tracy about that. I was thinking about the pregame show, the Fox pregame show. Those guys do that in Los Angeles, much like the team. Will they have moved to Arizona, or where are they going to do that from?
Wow.
You know what I mean? Bradshaw and boys, they do that right there in smack of LA. And so, again, I can't even wrap my mind around it. I really can't. And this is us sitting here seeing the destruction of Mother Nature when she comes up with these hurricanes.
But no.
I know, you know, like I said, it's just sad all the way around. Coming up, we head into this 9 o'clock hour. We are going to have a couple conversations. The first one with Ryan Allen Hall, going to talk director of events and scholarships with college football. He's going to join us next. And then Miles Garrett, who was in New Orleans during the tragedy there. But he's got his thoughts on the Falcons, their latest moves, and the NFL as we sit here in the playoffs. It is Sam and Greg moving into this 9 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And take us with you in the Odyssey app.